Learning Masech the Sugga Daf Dalan Amid Beis, starting from Daf Dalan Amid Aleph, the Gemara starts Haysub Chusim Yud Tvachim. Let's say the Sugga was less than 10 Tvachim high. The Chakak Ba, and you made a Chakak, you made a ditch for Deilah Shlim La'asar to make it 10 Tvachim high. In Yesh Misfas Chakul Kaisel Gimel Tvachim Sula. If from the edge of the Chak till the wall is more than 3 Tvachim, or 3 Tvachim is Pasul, Vachas Mishleish Tvachim Ksherim, because of Lovad. The Gemara says, what's the kuluk by it? Stabi Avdal and Amis. Because there you have a daifin, you could say daifin akuma. Here you're making the daifin, has to be within 3 tvachim, so you could say love it. So Rashi says, on the Chakak Bakadela Shlim Lasarim, he says, Uba Isa Guma Heksha Sukkah Ba'irich Uverechet. In that Guma is a Heksha Sukkah, both in the length and the width. So the Ritva and the Ran, they both ask the Kasha, why do you need the Heksha Sukkah in the Chiritz? Why can't you also be Mitzdayef the space from the Daifin to the Chiritz? Why can't also, that also be Mitzurv to be a Heksha Sukkah? And they, Bavarin, the whole reason why I'm being Maksha is because you're saying love it. So if you're saying love it, you're looking at the space as if it doesn't exist. In Manashach, if the space exists, so the wall isn't next to the Skach. Elamai, the space doesn't exist, so you can't use it for the Heksha Sukkah, but they say it's not true. Because when you have, let's say, a Schach, a Sukkah, that's, we'll have later on after your test, you have a Sukkah with Avir of less than Gimel, so by a Sukkah Ketana, it's Mitzdayef after the Shir, even though you ain't Yesheinim Tachtov, so you have to be under the Schach, it can't be under the Avir, but it's Mitzdayef after the Shir. So why here don't you say the same thing that this part, which is less than Yud Tvachim, she Mitzdayef to the Shir? It's less than 3 Tvachim. So they answer, because it's a Dira Srucha. The problem is there, you have it in Dira, but here it's a Dira Srucha, you don't have a Dira, just like we said by Hutzin, the Pasul of Sukkah's Dira Srucha. So here also, this part is a Dira Srucha, so Mimela, since it's Pachas Miyud, it may be Pasul. They bring that the Ritz Geis says the same thing. This is a shtickle from the Ritva and the Rad. Now, there's another shmuz also. The Torah says that what's kosher is teicha chakak. Teicha chakak is kosher. It's mavur in the Torah that when you have a sukkah, which is pachas miyud, and you make a chakak, the area of the less than 3 tvachim between the chakak and the wall, you're not allowed to sit there. It's not kosher there. So Beis Yosef wants to know, why is the chilek? How come by itzdama we say that once you have an itzdama being makshir the sukkah, making a less than 20 amos, then even the area off the Tzdaba, Rashi says, you have Psal Yetzim in the Sukkah, we said it's a Mechalikas Yishayinim, but we pass, and it's Psal Yetzim in the Sukkah, the area off the Tzdaba is also Kashim. So why don't you say the same thing here, that the area outside of the Chak is also Kashim, as Psal Yetzim in the Sukkah, and even Ketzukah. As they affect the Beis Yosef on the Torah, just like by 20 Amis we say, that as long as you're Mamayin, the Shir actually Sukkah, by 20 Amis everything's Kashim, because Psal Yetzim. Why don't you say the same thing by Yud Tvachim, that when you make it less than Yud Tvachim, when you have an area that's more than Yud Tvachim, I mean, so you makes the whole sukkah as Psal Yetzir. So the back says, because you only say Psal Yetzir when you have Mechitzis and Schach, just like we spoke in the previous year, if you have a sukkah with Schach Kasher and Schach Pasul, you don't say the Schach Pasul part is Kasher because of Psal Yetzir. You only say when you have Schach Kosher, you just have to be nichel in the sukkah. So by Lamal Michav, it's called Schach Kosher. So Zakdev, but here, Pachas Miyun, you don't have Mechitzis altogether. It's a place that doesn't have a din Mechitzis. So Memela, it's not a psul, it's not a tnai that it's too high. It's a place that's Bechlal and a sukkah, it doesn't have Mechitzis. A Mechitzis of Chus Miyun, so Memela, you can't say Psal Yetzir. So the preacher says also, similar, that the Pshat is Diris Shrucha. You can't be Maksha Diris Shrucha by Psal Yetzir. So it's saying two different Terutzim. The Bach is saying there's no Psal Yetzir because you can't be Maksha the Psul of Pachas Miyud as Psal Yetzir because Pachas Miyud is a Chsar Yibachal Nerei Mechitzis. It's not like Lamala Mechof where you have Mechitzis and Schach and Tzayt the Gipsul. And the priest is saying that even if you can Maksha the Psul of Pachas Miyud, but Lamaisa you can't be Maksha the Psul of Diris Shrucha. Diris Shrucha, it can't be Makshon Special Yetzir. The Kasha, according to Mass, the Taz asks this Kasha, there's a case of a Sukkah Kamin Srif. If If you have a sukkah that's like a teepee, which the halacha is, if you have a tefach of wool straight, it's kosher, as long as you have a zayin al zayin, that's yutvachim. If you have the walls are slanty, you have a straight wall for a tefach, and then the walls slant up to a point, so that's kosher, as long as you have a area of zayin al zayin that's 10 tefachim high. But then it says you can even use the part that's under the wall. So how come here you can't use the chakak? You're telling me there's no mechitzis, or it's a diris shuch, and they accuse the part that's under the wall. Azay l'chayr shver. But that's what the Bach and the Prisha say, the pshad is. The Chedusha Agoyis says, the Teres v'shein the Ralbach, that you really could. In other words, if you would have a chakak with a heksher sukkah, and then you'd have an area that doesn't have a chakak, you'd say pesel yetzi, just like it's taba. The pshad, the tour of techa chakak is that he doesn't want to be makshe the area between the chakak and the wall. Why? Because that area, why are we saying it's kasha? Because of love, it's, he's saying it's kemisha enoi, so you can't be oichas lechevel b'shnei roshim and say it's kemisha enoi and still say that you could sleep there. And he says it's not mashim way for Rashi and the Ran. I'm just wondering, the Ridva and the Ran that say they don't say it's kemisha enoi, and that's why the kash is why you need the heksher sukkah, why can't that even be the heksher sukkah, and the teretz is diri shrucha, they sound like you don't say a sorah of kemisha enoi, even though they're saying a lagabi using it for a heksher sukkah, and the Marbach is saying a lagabi sitting under it, but it's the same sorah. So again, the Torah says only the chakak is kasher, and not what's outside it, and the shal's beseisif, that's why you say pesel yetze. So the Bach says, because any time the psul is less than 10 tefachim, you can't say pesel yetzi because you have no mechitzis. And the Prisha says, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's diri shrucha, so you can't say pesel yetzi because it's diri shrucha. But that's a little bit shver, like we asked from the sukkah kamin shrift. The Maral Bach says, the reason why I don't say pesel yetzi is because you're making lovin in that area. So you can't make it lovin and say it's kemisha enoi and still use it. But that, we said, the Ridva and the Ran that asked the kasha, why do you need a heksher sukkah and a chakak? Why aren't you mitzayif the shear from the chakak to the wall for the heksher sukkah, and you can't say that love makes a kemisha enoi because you see by avir in the sukkah ketan it's mitzayif. So that's smashing all of the svar that love makes a kemisha enoi. Now Taisus here on the days the master parches mishleish etvachim at the end of the dibur asks a kasha like this. Here the only way the sukkah is kasher is if the chakak is within three tvachim of the wall, and in Masechta Shabbos Dav Zayin Amid Beis, it says a bias, which is Gevaya Yud Vein Teicha Yud, the Gag is Rishus Yachid, and the Teicha is a Karmelis, and it says, Chokak Boil Hashlim Ali Yud, the whole thing becomes Rishus Yachid. As long as you have Dalan al Dalan, the whole thing becomes Rishus Yachid. It doesn't make any T'nai that it has to be within three Tvachim in the wall. So what's the Pshahakam by Sukkah, the Chakak would only work if it's within three Tvachim in the wall, and by Shabbos, when you have a house which is not Teicha Yud, and you make a chak a hashlim al yud, even if it's more than three tefachim from the wall, you also say that it's good, it makes it rishus yachad, as a effect taisis. The emphatesis, lashon is, v'yesh loim leidomi rishus Shabbos, shulim noya regular rabbin, l'sukkah divina mechitza smucha seschach. Shabbos is just to keep out the regular rabbin. Sukkah, you need mechitza smucha seschach. So taisis abyssal makat, so the Ran and the Ridvam, Red Ace is for a little bit more, that by sukkah, this is what they say, Lav Koshi, Da'achah gabi sukkah shemitzvasa b'defanes, Da'achah gemir, b'inan shi defanes, afneseh smuchas la b'pachas b'gimel, k'day shi niris k'shalah. Sukkah, the mitzvah is to have walls. You need that the walls should be within three tvachim, so that they should consider its walls. Avonu shus yachid, b'shus miyuchat sheneram b'ikim b'isag. As long as they have a reshus, which people can't get into, it works. Hilchot kol shu chaykik mechitzis lekel aflugim in smuchas lumuflagis. And you have a similar svar, Taisus and Shabbos, Dav Zayin and Beis and the Rishonim, the Osa, the Rashba, the Chuli, they say the same svar in Shabbos, and the Chayin of Art is like this, that sukkah you need, the mechitzis should be on the reshus. The mechitzis should be nishtayach to the sukkah. If the mechitzis are more than three tefachim away from the sach, it doesn't work. So who and din, if it being mitzarif, and part of the mechitzis are more than three tefachim away from the sach, it also wouldn't work. Mashegim by Shabbos, you don't need the mechitzis should be a mechitzis that's a shtayach to the reshus. You just need there should be a separation. That's the noy regular rabbin. There should be a separation between the reshus and the reshus rabbin. But the reshus doesn't need the mechitzis. You need there should be mechitzis between the reshus and the reshus rabbin. Here the sukkah, the structure of the sukkah needs the vanes. And the Tvanis have to be smuch al Iskachim. The Tvanis are more than three Tvachim away from the Iskachim, won't work. Masha'en Kain, right? And here, even though the outside Tvanis is by Iskach, but that Iskach I'm not using for the Sukkah because it's less than 10 Tvachim, right? You need the Iskach that's more than 10 Tvachim, and the outside Mechitza is not by that Iskach. So the outside Mechitza can't be considered part of the Sukkah. It's not within three Tvachim. Masha'en Mashisa Yachid, you don't need the Mechitza should be considered a part of the Rishisa Yachid. You just need there should be a hefsek. As long as there is a hefsek, that's good enough. So Rav Yishanim hold that way. The Taisis Yishanim in Shabbos, he says different there. He says the Va'ide Shleimar that by Shabbos there's mechitzas gevayis mi b'chutz. You really have mechitzas because the case over there was that the bayis from the outside was yud, just from the inside there's no yud. So he says there's mechitzas from the outside. You only need the gidud because you need aver yud. There's a new din Rishus Yachid needs aver yud. So mele we have mechitzas. The mechitzas are all in one place, and they give a yud, and the chakak is to make aver yud. So mele now you have both mechitzas yud and aver yud. So now you have Rishus Yachid. By sukkah, you don't have mechitzas from the outside, so you need to mitzayef the gidud, and more than gimel, it's not mitzayef. So kondes lechayis say the stick of machlekes with the teis shanim and the other rishanim. And the other Rishayim is saying that Mechitza Shabbos is mitzayef in two places. Doesn't matter. Mechitza by Sukkah has to be in the same place. And that's mitzayef the din of Mechitza Smuchas Yischach. But Mechitza by Shabbos, you can mitzayef in two places. The Teis Rishayim is saying, no. Mechitza Shabbos, it can't be mitzayef in two places. The reason why the Chakak works is because you have Mechitza in one place, from the outside. And Mechitza from the outside is good enough. It's called a Mechitza. Even though on the inside you don't have a Mechitza. Why do you need 10 Tvachim? So as aver, the chakak is good enough, even if it's not within three tvachim. So he's not being mechalt in sukkah and Shabbos, but Shabbos also can't be mistarif if it's more than three tvachim away. He's being mechalt in that case where the mechitzas are yud. It's just the roof is being memayit the halal. So there, you have mechitzas mitzad the outside, so you have mechitzas. So the other rishonim hold that no, the mechitzas are totally on the inside. And the inside only had mechitzas of 9. And the chakak is making the mechitza. So I see from there, you don't have to be mitzayef the two. Doesn't have to be within three tvachim. So how come a sukkah does? Sukkah is different than mechitza. Sukkah is the mechitza on the rishus, like we're saying. That's why I have to be smuch of the schach. That's why I have to all be in the same place. Hashem and Shabbos, as long as there's a hefsek, so the hefsek could come by day at Tzirif of two different places. But Teis Hashanim is saying that in both places you can't be mitzayef the two. But mechitzas are mechitzas from the outside, not from the inside. From the outside, you have mechitzas. So that's good mechitzas. So why the chlal? Do you need a chakak? That's a din of aver. That's a teis yishan. Now the Rosh and Shabbos, Lecharya puts the two together. Here's the Lashon of the Rosh. Vaydom la adminu perakam in the sukkah. Sheinik vayyud. Vechag bag de shlim el yud. Imesh mishras chakal lekais el gimel tvachim suva. So he starts like teisis. He says, Degam bi sukkah vina mechitzas smuchas eschach. Dom ra'asim shirchum eschach min metfans gimel tvachim suva. That's like Tesis in the Rishonim. That's how he starts. Then the chilek is Sukkah you need mechitzas smuchas eschach, and Shabbos you only need rishus mishtam aydei mechitzas. But then he continues and he says Hochach aydei mechitzas achitzayin shigvayis yud nikur rishus yachin, avodei apnimis she'ein snasrak mustayfim amkei rishayim benigam utvachim. So he fears that's mamash like Teis Hashanim. The mechitzas are the mechitzas on the outside, not from the inside. So the chayitz apella. What's he saying? Unless it's missing already nami. He's saying lechayit two terutz. And the first terutz he's saying is that the chilting sukkah and Shabbos. And the second thing he's saying is that the mechitzas sainish is gloria sara nikra shisiyachin have a loyal day of primi shayin svas hachak mitzdaivimon kem shkem mitgivet vachim. So the chayzanish and even Simon Samachesiv Khan Samachalev says that the Rosh holds is two dinim. You need mechitzas as a hefsek, and mechitzas as a hefsek, the Chazish is tiny, not like the Rishayim. Rishayim and Emingon, mechitzas as a hefsek is, even if it's in two different places. And Zakta, Chazanish, Pshat, and Rosh, no. Mechitzas as a hefsek has to be in the same place. Because otherwise, not a hefsek. And that's what makes sense in Svarim. Taisa says, I'm not a regular Rabbim. How is it not a regular Rabbim? Here you don't have a mechitza, here you don't have a mechitza. How can we mitzayef the two, I'm not a regular Rabbim? So the right is no. The mechitza of hefsek needs to be in one place. But there's another din mechitza, that you need a mechitza on the Rishus.
On there it's called Shabbos and Sukkah. That Sukkah mitzad the din of mechitza smuchas asach, the din mechitza on the shus has to be in one place. Mashiach by Shabbos, the din mechitza on the shus, that doesn't have to be in one place. That could be in two different places. But Kumdais is different than Tais Shanim. Tais Shanim is pretty clear that you b'chol not missing mechitzas. The whole din moinina chakak is al tzavir. But in the Rosh, the way the Chazanish is learning, there's two dinim in mechitzas. You are missing mechitzas. There's din mechitza mitzad hefsik. That has to be in one place. But that's good enough if it's on the outside. But the reason why that doesn't work is because the inside doesn't have mechitzas. You don't have mechitzas on the reshus. But once mitzad the hefsik, you have it in one place, I need mechitzas on the reshus, then you don't need it in the same place. So that's the chayr, third mahalach. The chazish is mitzad that maybe the rishayim also mean that. When the rishayim say, l'mnei regular rabbim, even though they don't read it ice, they mean, but see if they have mechitzas on the outside. But the Agdel Echreinim that I'm afurish not the way. It's a Shailach HaLamaisa. The Agdel Echreinim, the end of Simon Shim Shim Mem Hei, the Adaphraim and the Lirabba there, they clearly learn up that the Rishainim hold that if you have a fence that's less than 10 Tfachim and a Chiritz, which is more than 3 Tfachim away, which is Mitzarif, it is Mashlam of the 10 Tfachim, according to Taisus, that will be Rishus Yachin, and according to the Rosh, will be a problem. Because the Rosh holds it's only because you have mechitzas on the outside, like the Teis Hashem. So they're called learning the Rishayim hold that you can have the Hefsik in two different places. But that's how the Chazish is learning the Rosh. That mechitzim inside the Hefsik you need one place, but there the outside is good enough. Mechitzim inside the Rishus you need from the inside, but there even in two different places it's good enough. And now let's go back there. The Gemara brings the case of Amr Shugvay Yud Fachim. So by held you say Gerasik Mechitzasa. So now it's the Amr will be a Sukkah. And Rava said, no, you need Mechitzas Nikaris Veleka. So you don't say Gerasik Mechitzasa, mail it's a possible Sukkah. So Rashi says, Ubana ba'amr gvaya sa rochik min a Tvanis harbe. That's far from the Tvanis. What is it within 4 amas of the Tvanis? So in the chul amateur work, because just like it's stabber works as long as it's in for am, it's because of daif and akuma. So the amud also, why should it be worse than it's stabber? That's the chayr Rashi means when he says rachik mina mechitzas harbe. Now the Rosh brings the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis holds that no, that when you have an amud yud, even when it's teich harbe am, it's psula. Why? Because since the amud is yud tfachim, it can't be mitzdayim for the mechitzas around it. It's chelik reshus la'atzmai. So it can't have any shaykhs or the mechitzas around it. So if the omen itself will be a sukkah, like Abaye holds, so it's good. But if you hold like Rav, the omen alain is not a sukkah. The omen l'maisa does make a chilik, it does cut itself off from the outside mechitzas. The Ran also says such a svar. So if it's geis and the Ran hold, that even if it's within 4 amas of the wall, it's still possible. Because you can't use the wall, because it's chilik v'shus la'atzma. Elamai using the omen, that's the machlekes Abaye and Rav. But the Rosh Lamaisa argues on the Ritz Geis and the Ritva also, and like we said, Rashi is Mashma that way, and the Magen Mishnah brings it also b'shem the Bala Iter, and that's what the Magen Mishnah himself holds. He says v'chein Iker, and that's the Psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that if the Amud is within 4 Amos of the wall, then Avad it's kasha because of Daif and Akuma. The whole Shaila is if the Amud is more than 4 Amos away from the wall. Now, Kabbalah, we have the Machleik is the Bayin Rava. And Abaye says, Gerasik Mechitzasa, and Rava says, Bina Mechitzas Nikaris Veleka. So what does it mean, Bina Mechitzas Nikaris Veleka? The Ritva and the Ran learned the Pshat, that Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaris. Sukkah is different than Shabbos. Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaris Ke'en Dira, they say Elosh. And you have to live in the Sukkah. It needs Mechitzas Nikaris Ke'en Dira. Lamdash and Mechitzas doesn't help. The Ran later has a shtickle, the Gemara's Mavur, that Tzuris HaBesa doesn't work for Sukkah. Says it's the same idea, because Tzuris HaBesa is not Mechitzas Nikaris. Chagamol v'tainit, by Sukkah it says Lashon of Defanus. By Shabbos it never says Lashon of Defanus. It says Lashon of Mechitzas. Mechitzas means a separation. Halachic separation is also good enough. But by Sukkah you need Salad, you need Defanus. A Daifin is a structure. And well, that's why Gerasik works for Shabbos, it doesn't work for Sukkah. So Lamdash of Mechitzah, who didn't choose the Pesach, we have in the round later, works for Shabbos, doesn't work for Sukkah. But there's a shtickle from Reb Chaim, Chizhu Meina Chaim, Alei Vela Rambam, and Ulcha Sukha Perek Dal, Ochir Aleph, he brings the Rambana Mesech, the Shabbos Taf Tzadnik Tess, says a very big chiddush about an Amud. He says, you don't say Rishus Yochid, Oilad Rekiah by an Amud. Why? The Lashon in the Ramban is they only say it by Rosh Hashanah with mechitzas, like a chatzit. But a Amud is not a Rosh Hashanah gemur with mechitzas, so you don't say Rosh Hashanah elah the rikia. So, in fact, Dibchayim, Agamar here says, Yisegenasik mechitzasa. What do you mean he doesn't have mechitzas? Agamar here says, Yisegenasik mechitzasa by Amud. So, what's the pshat that you don't say Rosh Hashanah elah the rikia because it doesn't have mechitzas? Agamar says it has mechitzas. So Zakhtub Chaim, you have to say the Pshan in the Ramban is, and he says, Bina Mechitzas Nikaris Malaika doesn't mean Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaris. It means Ganasik needs Mechitzas Nikaris. Ganasik, you don't say Ganasik without Mechitzas Nikaris. And Abchaim says the Rambam's also Meduik that way. The Rambam is, Shein Eilu Mechitzas Nikaris, and Nimsal Gabi Amet Schach Kasha Beloy Defanis. It's Mashmi, you don't have Mechitzas. Not Pshat, you have Mechitzas, but they don't work by Sukkah. It's mashmi not mechitzas. Since they're not mechitzas nikaris, so male, you don't have mechitzas, you don't say ganasik, and there's no mechitzas nikaris. That's the pshat in the Rambam and the Ramban. And the emphasis we have now, Rishayim, the Me'iri, and Ervam and Ahar, that also say that mefurch. So the Ran and the Ritva learned the sugya that you say ganasik by Amud. You just don't say ganasik legabe sukkah. For sukkah, ganasik's not enough. But the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Me'iri and the Ervam and Ahar hold that the site is, now you don't say Ganasik by Amud. Ganasik means Mechitzas Nikaris. Now the Shail is, if you don't say Ganasik by Amud, why is it Rosh Hashanah altogether? The Ramban is Mavur, it's Rosh Hashanah, but you just don't say Rosh Hashanah Ein Laila Rikia. To say Rosh Hashanah Ein Laila Rikia, there you would need the din of Ganasik. But you don't have Ganasik, so maybe you don't say Rosh Hashanah Ein Laila Rikia. But why is it Rosh Hashanah altogether? So there's really two Mahalchim in the Achrayim, and I see here that it's Taka Machlekes Yishen and Machlekes the Me'imi and Ervam and Ahar. They mamish, these two malachim are there. The Reb Chaim is mashmas, but when the Reb Chaim holds, according to man, there is mechitzas. There's just not ganasik. That means, for the surface of the Amud is mechitzas. So that's why the surface of the Amud is Rishus V'yachid. Legabi that, they are considered mechitzas. But for any, the avar of the Amud, then you need ganasik to make it mechitzas. So you have mechitzas for the bottom of the Amud, for the floor of the Amud, but you don't have mechitzas for the avar of the Amud. That's Reb Chaim looked up the Ramban. For Reb Meisha, the Igris Meisha, Reb Chaim, Chelek Alam Simon Kuf Mamates, he says that the Pshat in the Ramban is, it's Bechal no Mechitzas. It's Rosh Hashanah without Mechitzas. There's such a thing like a Mokam Muvdul, that's Muvdul Yud and Rochav Dalet, that blinds Rosh Hashanah without any Din Mechitzas. So I think this is Mamish, both days are found here, right here in Sukkah, in the Rishayna. Ram and Ahar, his Lashon is like this. Minim Mechitzin Tkaris, Kalayma. Ki aminin ganasik, hani mili b'mechitzas ha-nikaris, kalayim ha-sheish lam teich. There's an insight to the mechitzas. He's saying, like, God would be called nikaris. Ha-mechitzas shalom v'nein lam teich, hach alav nikaris ninu, v'layaminim b'hani mechitzas ganasik. You only say mechitzas, by Amud you don't say ganasik. So mefurish, like the shtickle, like the Reb Chaim's learning, that the insight is not that sukkah needs mechitzas nikaris, but ganasik needs mechitzas nikaris. But then he says, aval atzman mechitzas ninu. That means for themselves they are mechitzas. You just don't say ganasik. But la'atzman mechitzas ninu, and that's why it's Rosh Hashanah. That's mamash like Reb Chaim. That there are mechitzas here to make Rosh Hashanah. There's just no ganasik. But the Me'iri's lashon is, he says, V'yeshayel mishmu azu mashom esek the shamis perik azerik, zarek evan al telik vo yid b'sham eskai Rosh Hashanah, amalei bina mechitzas nikaris. What's the Pshat is saying? You need mechitzas nikaris, but Shabbos you don't need mechitzas nikaris. So he's learning klar. Ganasik needs mechitzas nikaris, but I be Shabbos don't need. Veizu sheila. Shebezu by Shabbos, you have to tzarech vol the ganasik at shestarek vol the mechitzas nikaris. She'ein atam ela b'mnei shekol shegvoya asore v'rach of dalad ein a tashmish shel b'nei v'shus ramim v'dina k'rushes liyachad af v'loi mechitzas. From Mamesh, you see, Rav Avraham and Har says that you don't say ganasik, but it's still a mechitza of Har Ayis Rishis Yachid. The Me'iri says, if you don't say ganasik, what's Rishis Yachid? Ain't Zushela. Because you don't need ganasik, it's Rishis Yachid without being mechitzas, he says. It's a makam muvdos, ain't a tashish Rishis Rabim. Mamesh like the Igris Mesha. So both the Chaim is Mahalach and the Mesha is Mahalach have a makar for the Rishayna. Now the Gemara brings down the Machlokes Rabbi Yankov and the Chachamim, but you know it's Arba Kenesim Sichal Gaban Rabbi Yankov Machshav Chachamim Paislim, and Rav Huna had said that Machlokes of Svasagag Rabbi Yankov holds of Ganasik and Rabbanim Dinat, but Emsa Gag Rabbi Yankov Psula, and Rav Nachman said Emsa Gag Machlokes, and the question was And the Gemara says, Teku. And later the Gemara brings the Tiyuvda de Ravuna, that you have to say that Machlokes is the Emtsa Hagag. But the Shaila is, what's Halacha L'maisa by Svas Hagag? According to Ravuna, Svas Hagag Divyako Psula. But that we don't hold like. But the question is, do we say the Svas Hagag? I'm sorry. According to Ravuna, Menach, Svas Hagag, according to Ravuna, is Psula. That we don't hold like. But the Shaila is, the Emtsa Hagag they argue, but maybe they also argue with Svas Hagag. The Gemara has a Boid Lifshita. So the Rosh says that since the Gemara said by Svas Hagag is a Boid Lifshita, so Mele Sveka the Reis Lechumra. And he says that's why the Rif was Mashmanit. And he brings also the Psaka from Ben Yishayim and the Rav Yom. And this is also what the Raivit holds on the Sagas al Aramba. So Kami Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rav Yom, Rabbeinu Yishayim, the Raivit, and this is Masha from the Stima Serif, they hold the Halacha L'maisa, even though the Machlokes is Be'emtsa Hagag, but there's a Shaila of the Machlokes is also a Svas Hagag, it's Yiboid Lifshita, and we have to be Machmir, so Memela, you cannot make Dalek and Deson on Svas Hagag and make a Sukkah out of it, Halacha L'maisa. But, other Rishayim, the Rambam, Paskins that Svas Hagag is kosher. And the Ritz Geis that the Rosh brings down says, Rav Shiri Goyim wasn't Geis Holy Bailum. He just was Geis of a Svas Hagag Divyakol Ksheira. Now, the Gemara, the Rishayim make a chulit between the Svas Hagag and Amud. Even though by Amud we said, Rava said it's possible, but Svas Hagag, Taisa says, the Chashim Mechizikaris Tvemi, Amud Shemdikaris Mabais. That there is a hecker to the Mechiz, it's just not on the Gag, and that's the Machlekes here, that's the Shaila here. But the problem is, the Gemara came out with a Teku. But the Ari Shainim, the Rambam, and the Ritz Geis holds that it's kosher, and could be to have a different gears in the Gemara. But Reb Chaim says the Gemara big shtickle in the Rambam. He says, we explained before, Tuma Halchem in the Rishainim, if the Pshat is that Sukkah needs Ganasik, or Sukkah needs Mechitz Nikaris, and Sukkah doesn't work Ganasik, or no, Ganasik needs Mechitz Nikaris. But Ganasik would work by Sukkah, but Ganasik needs Mechitz Nikaris. So if you learn that way, that the Shaila of the Gemara is if Ganasik needs Mechitz Nikaris. So then what's the Shaila by Svas Hagag? If Bechal you say Ganasik. If you learn you say Ganasik by Omud, it's just Ganasik doesn't work by Sukkah, because Sukkah needs Nikaris. So then the Shaila by Gag is a Shaila specifically in Hilchos Sukkah. Because Hilchos Sukkah, Nikaris that you need by Sukkah, is Svas Hagag called Nikaris Lagabe Sukkah. But if you learn that there's a Machlaikis, that the reason why Mechitz Nikaris works is because you don't say Ganasik by Mechitz Nikaris. So then the Shaila by Svas Hagag is, do you say Ganasik by Svas Hagag? So Dr. Chaim, there's an often a Gemara in Erev in Daf Pei Tes that says Ganasik by Svas Hagag. So according to the Rosh and the Ran and the Ritva, that they hold that the Shaila of that Gemara is, if Sukkah needs Mechitz Nikaris, so the fact that you say it by Shabbos is mamish not a right to anything. By Omanusa you say Ganasik by Shabbos. Avadi you say Ganasik. Sukkah needs Mechitz Nikaris. Is Svas Hagag called Nikaris? The Gemara has the Boid Leifshita. So there we go, Lechumra. But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Ben Avram and Aron the Meiri, that the Shail of the Gemara is, if Ganasik needs Mechitz Nikaris, so the Gemara in Erevin that says, Klar by Gag, you say Ganasik, is a Pshitas to the Shaila. We have often a Gemara that you say it. So even if this Gemara applied for the Teku, but the Gemara in other places say Mefurish, you say Ganasik. And it's not, Sukkah is no different than Shabbos. It's a Kloli Sukkah Shaila and Ganasik. So Mel is very good why the Rambam passes that it works with Svas Hagag. That you say Ganasik by Gag, it's a Gemara Erevin that Pites Mefurish. So Mel, that explains very good why the Rambam, even if the Gemara would blind with the Shaila here, but the Rambam passes the Ochel Lamaisa, you say Ganasik by Svas Hagag, because the Gemara Erevin. The Rosh couldn't hold that way, because the Rosh holds the Shaila is, if Sukkah needs Mechitzis Nikaris, Avadi you say Ganasik. So now you have no Gemara that's Parshitas, you have the Boid Lifshitas, you have to buy with the Shaila. But the Rambam who learned the Shaila was, do you say Ganasik? Because the first Gemara that you say Ganasik, and the middle, that's where the Rambam paskins that it works for Sukkah. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel.